Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Multinational corporations are undermining real solutions, warns new report. Transnational corporations, in this case in particular British, South African, Anglo-American, are exposed in a new report issued by Friends of the Earth International, Corporate Europe Observatory and the Transnational Institute for promoting false solutions to climate change in order to profit from the crisis. The report, titled Anglo-American Dirty Energy Lobby and its False Climate Solutions, examines the activities of this mining giant and focuses on one of the largest open-pit mines, El Cerrejón in La Guajira, Colombia. The new paper launched on December the 8th in Lima, capital of Peru, in the framework of the UN talks on climate change that took place from December the 1st to December the 14th. Anglo-American profits from false solutions to the climate crisis, such as carbon trading and carbon capture and storage, which benefit big business but not people or planet, states a press release issued on December the 8th by Friends of the Earth International. Anglo-American continues to expand its climate-wrecking dirty business model while using green funds, offset mechanisms, and dodgy techno-fixes to present a green image. According to activist Pascal Sabido of the Corporate Europe Observatory, the British South African company has aggressively lobbied against subsidies for renewables because it favors dirty energies such as coal and shale gas, and it has lobby groups with privileged access to decision makers. Meanwhile, Lida Ferrero, member of the Transnational Institute, said that mining in El Cerrejón has brought land grabbing, dispossession, water scarcity to La Guajira in Colombia, and has been denounced by indigenous peasant and Afro-Colombian communities. El Cerrejón exports all the coal extracted while leaving behind human and environmental rights violations. Also, Friends of the Earth International's Economic Justice Resisting Neoliberalism Program Coordinator Lucy Ortiz stated that the interests of corporations such as Anglo-American clearly come before the people's interests at the climate talks, and this is outrageous. Anglo-American is well known for the massive impacts of its unsustainable mining operations. Decision makers should listen to the people, not to corporate polluters, she added. Some of the real solutions to the climate crisis raised by Friends of the Earth International include drastic greenhouse gas emission reductions, stopping fossil fuel extraction, changing the energy model to give way to decentralized and community-based renewable energy sources, stopping deforestation, and promoting community forest management, food sovereignty, among other things.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.